Hello, thank you for calling in the customer support. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Sure. Well, the zip code that you guys, I think, have for me is 21009, but that's not my actual zip code.
You said 21009?
Yes.
First and last name?
Brooke Myers.
Verify the address that we have on file.
2930 Alconbury Court in Abingdon, Maryland.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Now, does that information need to be updated?
It does, but I actually have a much bigger problem. Today, I looked at my bank account, and you guys had withdrawn a sum of money that I didn't authorize.
All right. Looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed on February the 13th where you paid $6.70 on Keto Ascend. Looks as if it was on a 14-day trial. You were required to contact the company if you were no longer interested. Otherwise, on the 15th day, you were charged for the product that was delivered to you on the 27th.
So I actually don't have the product.
Okay.
And even if I'd gotten it and I had known that, I would have canceled it because I really don't want to spend that kind of money on that.
Okay, so that was the charge for the product that you saw on your account.
If I have it, can I give it back? Because I truly do not want to spend that kind of money for that. I mean, I just don't.
Yes, ma'am. I can certainly understand that. However, the company's return policy with safety and health regulations, they're not accepting anything back in the warehouse.
Okay, but you pretty much scammed me into signing something. And it was just, like, you, I know that, like, it's not you, like, you personally did not do it,
okay.
But the way that it was offered and the whole way it worked out, that was not okay. So if I just, you know, call my bank and have it go through all that, you know, the process, I'm just stating that was bullshit. There was no way I would authorize a charge like that on my account. And you know, you don't even have the proper information for me. So you don't have my current address. You don't, you know, we have no relationship. Your company and myself, there is no relationship. And I'll go as far as I have to go. I'll complain to whoever I have to complain to. I just want my money back.
Okay. That's totally understandable. According to the rules and regulations, with it not being actually canceled within the 14-day trial period, then the charges are valid. Now, I can speak with my supervisor and see if there's anything that can be done, but the way the dispute process works, once you contact your credit card company or the bank that you use, they're going to open an investigation and review our website. Once they confirm that it is listed on the website, the terms and conditions, and that you have to select that you're 18 years or older and that you understand and read the terms and conditions, then that's when they'll withdraw that refund that they placed back into your account. And you'll have to speak with us in regards to any type settlement on the account. So to avoid hassle, go ahead.
I will do whatever. I mean, I literally will spend $10,000 suing you to get my money back. I do not care. I don't like feeling like I got shipped. I don't like that bullshit, the way it worked out.
Ma'am, don't speak with
petty.
Me like that. I'm trying to assist
it's
you.
It's not you.
I know, but I'm asking
saying,
you not to refrain
I
from talking to me like that.
I want my money back. And the way it worked out was not okay. The way it was offered to me was not okay. It was offered to me as some type of promotional deal. So I bought it for $6.99 because it was a decent price for $6.99.
No, that was shipping and handling.
The way that it was offered was, it was like I get to
choose. Just a moment, ma'am. I don't...
Yes, thank you.
Hi, babe. Are you liking this or not liking this? What? You don't even pay attention to what's going on behind you? That's what I'm asking. Is he going to be okay, or should I see something different?
Thank you so much for your patience. I was able to speak with a supervisor that provided approval to provide you with a 35% discount on the charges and authorization to cancel your account. That amount can be added back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And what would that amount be?
$3,252.
No. Okay. So do you have a legal department?
Do we have a legal department?
Yeah, or like the name to your corporate lawyer.
I'm not sure if you have a legal department, ma'am.
Yeah, you probably don't. I mean, can you ask the supervisor if he's got like the name to the corporate lawyer?
Just a moment.
Thank you. And give me $35 back. I'm not doing that.
Thank you for holding. There's not a legal department that you can speak with, but I was able to provide you with a 50% discount. So you only the final price will be the $46.45.
But I if I'll do 75,
I can't hear
that'd
you.
That'd be fine, but I can't. I'm not gonna do 50-50.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I'll do like a 75, but I'm not gonna do 50.
Just a moment.
Let me talk to you about something too.
Thank you for your patience. The account was canceled. The refund will be added to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thanks for calling customer service.